But don't forget, I ate man on that trip. And not... Now, yeah, that's the same reaction. No, but I ended up eating that guy who got murdered over there. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. What's Grinder's monkey.
Kaligi? I'm not even joking. I know you think I'm joking, but I ended up...
So you there's
they kidnapped
word
a guy.
For that. Yeah.
No, they kidnapped a guy in Turkey.
Hamburger.
Right? Man-burger. They kidnapped him, and they ground him up. And I ate him.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Testing.
Wait. God damn it. Wait. You're like my kid. Just be patient. Stop it. You deserve a spanking. Is this on?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean, I mean, not a spanking. A good, firm, manly, heterosexual handshake.
Yes, of course.
That's right. Good to see you. Yeah, good to see you.
And it's always a test. We got to see who's got the better grip.
Ow! Well, you're spilling it. You're spilling it.
Good oh, no.
You just wanted more. You, dude, you look,
good
smell it.
You.
Smell it.
I'll put it on the microphone.
Oh.
It went in his mouth. Oh. It counts. Back to zero.
It does smell. This man is this. This man's atheist.
All right. I'm gonna make a special here. But take some hand sanitizer. You wanna switch mics?
No, it's fine.
Like it a little
bother me.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Okay? As a sign of respect and goodwill that I will no longer drink on these episodes for all of 2024.
Oh,
wow.
Until the end of the last episode in which I will pour myself another beverage.
There you go.
Wow, that's quite a statement.
All right, and that is out of respect for you because you keep getting covered in fine scotch. And you didn't mind when it was Coors Light, but now that that's like a triple-digit bottle, you're like, yes.
It does smell the whole mic now.
Huh.
I think a neighbor is having sex. On this is an episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I am Dad Brian Sturges. You can follow me here at Brian Sturges. And on various other things you can find me. You have Cliff Beach from at Cliff Beach Music. And, of course, Timothy Hall from Timothy Hall Music. And I got my sunglasses on because I wear them. I'm so cool that I wear my sunglasses a day.
Yeah.
Music.
Why can I hear
Future
everything
so
now?
Bright.
I couldn't
He's
hear
gotta
nothing
wear shades.
Last time.
I don't know.
I'm sure I'd like to apologize to the neighbors again, but whatever. It's Friday. You don't like it? Why aren't you at work?
Rick, you raccoon.
Yeah, like us.
No, we don't know, but yeah, but our hours, we have.
Yeah, we got weird hours.
We have entertainment hours.
Yeah. I worked till 11:30 last night.
Doing what?
I was playing a gig down in
Newport News.
That was at on Wilshire, down in Santa Monica.
Oh.
And the night before that, midnight. I was in Culver City.
Oh,
where were you?
At Old Fellas, Irish
Old
place.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Old Fellas.
No, Old Fellas. Down
Old Spice?
On the Main Street.
You don't even know where you played?
No,
That's how little the gig meant to you?
No, the one off Washington.
Was it that girl? The girl on the TikTok?
That
who
girl
has the music?
That she's so
oh,
fine?
No. Yeah. No, it's just me and my pal Elliot playing some tunes.
Now, you had mentioned a couple episodes ago on how you never unfollow. We talked about, I said that you'd never unfollow, and you're like, no, you never unfollow anyone.
I should have.
I unfollow all the time, and in fact, did my year end 2023.
Oh, you did a color?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm maxed out on Facebook of people that I've never met before.
Manscape while you clean up.
So there's been a couple of real psychopath postings. I'm like, I can delete you and add somebody from India that I'm sure is not. It's all cool, right?
Oh,
you
know,
yeah.
Rob Jeep.
Yeah. Somebody from Rafiq's culture, anyway. But I went through it, and everyone who I tried to do business with in 2023, scrum of the earth. You know, so basically if we try to do business and you ghosted me or you didn't respond to a business offering that says red, any of that stuff, I'm like,
you're out of here.
But and they're never successful, right? So I'm Wonka, right?
Speaking of, yeah,
right. So I invite them all, and I try to help them, and I want to see which ones will be
free
good, women. So that they can someday win the factory and spend a lot of time with me alone in
Never
my office,
drinking all their fizzy.
Oh, you don't
drinks.
Know what they got to do. They got to suck that gobstopper, which never ends.
It never
ends.
But you know.
You get nothing!
You're turning violet, Violet. You're turning
violet. Violet?
That was one of the side effects of turning into a blueberry.
Pop.
Yeah. You know, that young man there, Charlie there.
Timothée Chalamet?
No, the no, real one. Walker. The one where you had the, all the grandparents shared a bed.
Charlie.
But it wasn't weird because at that age there was no kind of sexual awakening. So
why poverty is meaningless to me.
There were posts on the bed, which seems very white. So they weren't too bad. Like, if you really, the mattress wasn't on the floor. They had
there were
the
two
bed.
Beds they pushed together into one big
bed. Oh, that's true. There were two, two doubles.
Yeah.
They were I think
two,
so.
They were two doubles make a queen, if you know what I mean.
But unfollow. Like, if I reached out and like offered you a gig.
Any queen.
Because the poorest people are always looking for work, and then you give it to them, and there's never any sort of...
Oh, yeah, people always complain, and they show up late, and they call in sick.
They sit around, they don't help.
Yeah, they don't lift a finger.
They order salmon.
Oh, I love salmon.
He does love salmon.
And not helping.
No, but I got rid of a couple ones. It's just like, I don't care about your... I mean... One of them was a trans,
you,
and yeah, kind of want to. I wanted to keep
you.
It as a friend
Who's
just
next?
So that I could prove that it's okay.
You
ain't
shit.
Oh, like a you're talking trans.
Like, yeah, well, not
never
anymore. I was like, get off.
Ben shit. Your mama ain't shit. Your daddy ain't shit. You got to do that. Mm. It's called a ethnic cleansing.
Oh no, that's what it's called.
Well, it's most important that we're both talking to you once. That's all that matters.
Mr. Clean.
That's what the wide shots for.
Brownie.
Oh yeah.
I'm kicking out brands now.
For cleaning.
So are you white? Are you getting rid of white cleansing products?
I thought Mr. Clean was black, but then they said no.
But the baldy guy?
He's like a Yul Brynner.
They're doing it, but
man, right?
You know those Fabulosos.
Remember when they got rid of the old brawny guy?
Nothing,
and they switched him for the younger guy.
Oh, the guy with the
used to be.
Yeah, they're like he's too old looking.
In the flannel.
No one wants that like family ties father look. They want.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Remember My Two Dads? Oh, that was good. Paul Reiser.
I remember
and the
that.
Other guy.
Good theme song.
I didn't see that one though.
What happened to the other guy?
My Two Dads. Oh.
The second guy.
I don't know. What was his name? Don't look it up.
Stacey
Dash.
No,
just put a picture here and don't say his name.
Stacey Dash? No, but what's her name?
Stacey Dash was
the black chick from Clueless.
Right, but Stacey
something.
The old man Stacey was the judge. No. Stacey Keach, you're thinking of. Mm. Who was the
the
judge?
Dad.
Was a woman.
Oh no.
Maybe we could look it up.
Yeah,
I'll look it up on my phone. How about that?
I can look it up right here.
But the dad on Punky Brewster was a judge on something else, right? Or is that just my imagination? What about Webster?
Punky Brewster's back.
Oh.
She has the same
sexy
thing.
Sexy now.
They brought her back, and she's having her own...
kids.
Yeah, her own show.
No husband, though.
What am I looking up?
And Fred Savage just got fired from the Wonder Years reboot for being for essaying it, which seems...
What's essaying it?
You're not supposed to say it. It's when you hold. It's when you show a woman what it feels like to be a man.
Oh,
no. OSA.
I got you. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Which is wrong.
Remember when he did that show with Rob Lowe? The Grinder? Remember that?
I thought it was about sandwiches, but.
Yeah, give me that.
No, it was really good. Like, he was really funny.
Yeah, but they picked that name on purpose.
They
did. Yeah, yeah,
no,
for
they
sure.
Did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I watched it because.
Some homosexual Yale grad. It's like, you know what we should call it.
Dick Butkus was on.
I like
My Two Dads.
I like to dig back
in. Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan.
Yes, whatever happened to Evigan?
Greg Nevigan.
Nevigan?
Yeah.
So stupid. Did he ever land another gig?
Hey, by the way, while he looks it up, how good
Castaway
was lunch? How good were those steaks?
So good.
Did you like
them? Delicious.
He's 70 years old.
So,
they rebooted About You just for Comcast.
Right, yeah, they did.
You remember that?
They did.
Helen Hunt, she's an Oscar winner.
Yeah, that's crazy. Paul Reiser. Now, of course, Whiplash, one of my favorite films. Paul Reiser was in as the dad.
Oh, he was in that, yeah.
To Miles Teller. That was a quality. I like that. Now, I would have played that guy.
Oh, you would have done a great job as that guy.
Oh, Jackie Simmons? You are that guy.
I'm in the black t-shirt now. The shaved head, the v-neck. It's like, yeah.
You know what conservatory is like. It's tough.
It's tough, but it was not my tempo. Not my tempo.
It's true.
Are you deleting the horns or you're not deleting the horns?
So it looks like he's doing stuff.
The jewelry of Europe.
Got melted
and horns.
Yeah. He was in a lot of stuff. He's in General Hospital. That's still on, right?
Pass.
Manipulated.
What?
911 TV series.
Oh, 911. I know. Yeah, that's good. That brought back
the Christmas Listing. He was in that.
What the fuck?
That's 2020.
Oh, you know, I'm in 2 Cold Case Files.
Oh yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
But like I see the back of my hand.
Oh, he did it. He did it.
No. I wasn't.
Mystery solved. His pubes are always everywhere.
You can't help it.
Yeah. And now, have you seen this guy? I think I maybe showed you a video of the TikTok guy. He's making the meals in the hotel, and he's just cutting the raw chicken on the counter, and he makes a whole meal in the sink.
Salmonella.
Oh. I'll see if I can find those. It's disgusting.
It's like sounds a trucker. Disgusting. Oh, wait, you did. So don't use them.
After our delicious steak lunch, you should have seen them. We don't even need to show you a picture. They were so good.
Big as your face.
So you like the peppercorns added to the
salad? Oh, they really.
So we
it's
have
good
some
to have pepper.
Mexican slash Italian wedding cookies. These were week olds from Albertsons.
They still tasted good.
Yeah. The wedding course, may not last as long as the cookie.
Cliff's Christmas cookie tin.
My grown-up Christmas tin.
And then I made my annual hermit cookie or New England cookie.
Yeah.
That's a New England cookie?
In which...
A hobo stash.
It's molasses and clove and all of the flavor favorites. I make it every year.
That's very Christmassy.
Now, last year I made it. Cliff Beach ate 8 of them. This is before the diet. This is when you were at your pumpiest. Like a Tyson.
And he growled at you when you tried to take
you loved
away.
Them. And then you're like, I love these. They're so good. Then you find out they're raisins. And then you're like, you know, in my book, Side Hustle and Flow is available on Amazon and the audiobook Kindle, on Audible. Audiobook, yeah. Whatever. And they have the
Side
Hustle
from, they're called
Mini.
Fuck-ums. No, I only ate one, actually. And then I gave the old lady the one. She ate them all. Cause she loves
what
me.
Old lady?
Oh, the old lady.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Dude, but admit that you liked the raisins.
No, I did. I thought they were dates, but they were good.
Dates are good.
I'm gonna cut one in half for you.
Were they rum soaked? Cause they had little.
No, there's no rum. It's molasses, clove.
Yeah, it's probably the molasses you're thinking of.
Now you know what they do. You take half of that. That's fine. You know what they do with this? It has almost like that. Caramelization of raisin. When you let the raisin soak and then it gets a. Like when they make a wine.
Well, that would be good to soak these raisins in rum.
Yeah, well, yeah I'll,
that's a good idea.
A rum raisin.
That's interesting. That would really probably kick it up a little bit there. Not to Emeril Lagasse, a fine
boom.
Man.
Or whatever. See the way it says boom?
Boom. Bam. It was bam.
Oh, bam. Yeah, well, that's close.
And then Bam Bam was like, I've been saying this since the 60s.
Yeah, double.
Every time when he's smashing pebbles, right? Bam, bam,
it's
bam, bam, bam.
It's got a bit of a ginger in there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Ginger, clove, cinnamon, nutmeg.
Yep.
Brown sugar, molasses, flour, butter, eggs.
That's good.
Maybe a little salt. I think that's...
I call them snap.
That's interesting that you should call it that.
Have you tried Harry and David's new cookie sampler? Now
it's problematic.
I said, well, here's chocolate chip. Here's macadamia nut. And what was the one? What was the one here that you had at the end?
No.
Oh boy.
So stupid.
You know, you're not supposed, you know, race and gender jokes. It's all very easy. It's all very lowbrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very true. Now they're good people. Who are we talking about?
Who knows?
No.
Oh my God, that one's definitely bad.
By the way, we can't go to Epstein's Island. Just as a kind of a heads up. I don't know if you heard, but there's been a little. But we have to cancel our trip there. So you want to cancel your Delta?
Oh,
so you know.
I do like that point.
You got to get that before they charge you.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't cancel within 72 hours, you won't get your money back. So just to say, you know.
Oh, of course.
She says her best.
Can I use my dark web points?
Is she doing okay?
How is just Janelle?
It's
with a Tom Brady.
Jizz.
Don't you think
it's just something?
Time. What is it? Don't you think
it definitely
it's
is?
Time.
It's like got a hard jizz on it. Like it's not gazelle.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Jizwell. Is what her name is, right?
Wait a second. Are you telling me the woman who was responsible for a tremendous amount of human trafficking and essaying was named Jizwell?
I think so. I guess I could look it
up. That sounds right.
I think it is that.
It's like when Doug Raper was known as one of the world's greatest rappers of Philadelphia.
Did a lot of Christmas.
Mostly Christmas. Keep like Little Louie. Keep heightening.
Or maybe it's Ghislaine.
That's it. Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess, yeah, it's just, so I was conflating.
You're putting
a lot
Giswell. Of weight on the jizz.
Yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell.
I think that should be the name of this episode.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
It's canceling. He's canceling his flight right now.
Yeah, he's like,
gotta get those. Yeah, yeah. He does have the Amex Delta card, which gives him 2% back on a
tester.
Hold my calls. Yes.
Oh my God. Now listen.
I'm excited about that trip. What am I gonna do? I've got this big gap to fill.
That's all right. There's this place I know.
It's Kokomo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go.
That's where
John
the
Stamos
go, right?
is hosting a Kokomo.
Get a couple of Beach Boys, if you know what I'm saying, huh?
Now, you had mentioned many episodes back that you had become part of the Big Sisters. You're mentoring a small child. What's happening?
The Blue Blacks Bland?
No. But do you, are you?
Did he's they... a big brother.
Oh, no, yes, I've been mentoring my little brother.
Is he Scottish?
Yeah,
is he from the lowlands?
Yeah, well, I couldn't meet up with him. I did drop. No, I
you
did,
tried so hard.
No. The scheduling was sorry. Tough. No, but I did drop off a Christmas gift.
I'm sorry, you OD'd last night. He just needed a friend. But
he ran across the street to get.
You saw him call, and you were like,
"No,
I have to fill out this Grammy form."
No, I gave him
I had more Grammys to talk about.
No, for Christmas, I gave him a hoodie because he wears hoodies all the time, and then also.
Wait a second. Was it red and black?
No, he doesn't wear red and black, just black. It's like gray and black, charcoal. But
oh, I like that combo.
And then he, and then he had like a really cool Ed Hardy wallet that had one of those like chain belt things. So.
Just keep going back. Could you set the chair? Go. I want you to go up this hill, about a half mile.
Could y'all hear all that? Could you hear all that?
Okay, split the difference. You could talk normally.
I was like, beep beep, come get this gift.
Succulent Chinese meal.
No, but it's been tough. It's been tough scheduling because of the holiday. But he wanted that gift. He texted me and said, "Can you please drop it by before Christmas or Christmas?"
I have no clothes.
I dropped it.
How did you find it? Was he just on the street?
No. They
it sounds like a Dickens tale.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Dickens, you need to make up your mind. I got time for all this.
It's a Dick and
Tail
story.
Get me.
Yeah, Dick and Tail. Yeah.
Don't even get me into the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Oh, please.
Like, they got 10 pages of what they brought on the ship.
Hoping for some T.S. Eliot.
Did they make movies of the Iliad and Odyssey? I never saw them.
The Odyssey, I feel
they didn't
done.
They do a Homer or something?
No, that's the Honda Odyssey you saw.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. The saga of
Where's
Homer.
Where's the Odyssey ever?
Oh, Homer Odyssey?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Homer Erectus.
Troy.
Oh, Troy? A couple of Troy boys?
Oh, with the plane in the background?
Oh, is there a plane in the background?
When I first leave, one of his shots.
That sounds like, was I editing
it? Yeah. I think. Oh, I wanted to start. Now, you know how, last episode we started to talk about how you have grown as an editor. Because the first edit of 2024, which is only like, I think, episode 101, maybe?
Yeah, it doesn't look that good.
But you know what? That was then.
My tastes have grown.
I like when he has the music underneath. I think that's their selling points now.
So none of this.
This is hot garbage. I mean, bring that track back, beep. No, but I like when you added the Christmas song.
I got sleigh bells,
I did the country
but
one?
I didn't get them to you in time.
Well, I forgot I was going to use a tambourine, but I completely forgot to.
Well, this
on
goes
there.
Back to my next point: is I've decided to do a James Brown situation.
Oh, okay.
For every time there is there's a mistake.
Oh, great!
There is a $5 refund.
Right.
And at the beginning of the next episode, you must cower with great sadness and stare into the camera and apologize. All right, so we're gonna do a five. Uh-huh. Okay, do you agree to these new terms?
Sure, why not?
Shake on it.
Yeah.
Are we still in COVID? Yeah.
No, that just makes it
not
so it's
official.
Unofficial. Yeah.
Yeah. In a court of law.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your big brother gasping for his final breath.
But no, I'm the big brother. He's the little brother.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wait a second. You're the big brother?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a
I'm not being mentored in a program for bigger brothers. That would be cool.
Bigger brothers. I like it.
Helping 40-year-old men learn to fish, how to fly fish in Montana.
Oh, yeah.
I want to fly. Oh, pick me up.
Oh.
Darryl.
By the way, by the time this episode comes out,
Dwayne.
You'll never guess what's going to be on Netflix. Equalizer 3.
Oh, okay, good.
On Netflix.
Nice. I thought you were going to say Wall of Flesh. I was like, that's amazing.
I was like, oh, my God. You'd be my big brother now. I know.
So
Equalizer 3. That's going to be good.
Yeah, but so... But we'll finally watch it. But if it got sold to Netflix, my phone would ring a lot more with those favors I'm reaching out to people.
That's true.
But then what you do is I will wait for them. I will wait.
So
and one day when they make me an unacceptable cappuccino and it says tip amount, I say...
No, thank you.
Zero.
But there are places for that style of movie. Not Netflix.
Not Netflix.
No, but I mean like...
Shudder?
No, like the people, like...
Napster?
No, like when you have... When
I
you
think
do
that
like,
was started by a black guy.
Was it?
Hmm. No, it was a white guy. At least when they sued him, he was white. By then.
Yeah, by then.
He made enough money where he's like, yeah. Oh, no, you're white.
That's
now.
The way you do it. Yeah. No, but you know like when you do all horror films?
It was a female... It was a WNBA joke, by the way.
Oh, okay. Oh. I missed it.
Wimba. I sang for the WNBA in Vegas. Spark.
Oh, that's right.
Short game. Tiny balls.
Short game.
Anyway.
I can't even palm that basketball. Mm. Got small hands.
The Brooklyn Globetrotters. Like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Harlem, yeah.
Well,
but they weren't from Harlem.
Come uptown.
Right? They weren't from Harlem. They were from, like, Detroit or something, and the manager said it would be better if you were the Harlem Globetrotters. Or they were from some, like, white city.
Oh.
So they're like, it would be better we'll call you the Harlem Globetrotters, but you're from... No, not even New York. I feel like
they're
from Kansas.
Oh, they're always trotting around anyway.
Oh,
they've
okay.
been in the same place twice, you know?
Yeah, think so?
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Now, you make your living with a microphone, right?
Most certainly. It's just because
it's
I'm
because there's no respect.
It's just because I'm in a weird place. I told you I like to have it here, so I know.
Well,
exactly.
We are planning on doing this.
Hand.
You're now, ensuring that you're not in the
I came in here with my
sure.
mic in my hand. Don't let me leave with my foot in your ass. Be cool. Don't care about how I'm ripping the shit when I'm flipping the shit. This is what I do, bleep this bitch.
I'd like to apologize to the caucasy neighbors of...
Up top, Burger's Hut and shit. Bend over, ho, and show me what you're working with.
You see, now my Napster joke isn't so bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Maestro, I was trying to see. That's on Netflix now. The Leonard Bernstein
oh, that's true.
Movie.
Yeah.
No, that looks...
Bradley Cooper.
It looks over the top.
It looks like that's one of these things where he thought he was going to win an Oscar. But please, that looks so... It doesn't look good. It reminded me of Wall of Flesh because it was like overacting. If you're, you know what I mean. But it was,
yeah, I did.
It was
I
too
mentioned
much.
That to you, right? That it felt like
yeah,
they were going
did,
over the
did
top
say that.
On
you
that.
Did
it's too
say
much.
That.
Just calm it down. Just talk like a normal person. I mean, you know what I mean?
It did seem. Yeah, it seemed like.
I once
that
danced
like
with
a,
Anne Margaret.
Does Liber, you know? Do we need to see Liberace in the green room with his partner? I mean,
yes.
Do we need to see it?
Yes. That was a great movie.
It was like
with
they were
Ricky
doing
Martin.
A play.
With Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin. Richard Martin.
Dick Martin?
Yeah.
He's living the vida loca.
And now you're playing NAMM soon.
Oh,
NAMM.
That's right. That's exciting.
I said what's
the
God
date?
Now.
What's the...
January 28th.
We'll all be there. Yeah, January 20th. Well, I won't be in case you are looking for me.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're looking for
to
this
either
guy,
collect,
he's not there.
Maybe I haven't paid an electric bill.
That's true. No, I'm excited. Grand Plaza, Yamaha Stage. We turned in all the stage plots and info they need, so we're good to go. But it's going to be
3X?
Fun. Oh, yeah.
No. You're the protagonist. There's some...
Yeah, it's a hero's journey.
Okay, that'll be fun to watch.
Hero sandwich. See what
well, true. You know, let me be the meat this time. Not the bun.
Not the cheese.
I love a good hero. There'll be mayonnaise on my face.
You just
that's
like Cher.
What?
You're just a big
Cher.
Do
you believe in life after
well,
love?
She's still alive. But
she is.
Well, her and the Roaches, you know, they're going to be around forever. Mm. Now, people leaving Vegas, speaking of which, who else is closing their show down this year? Celine Dion has something where she's
sickness.
Frozen and sad, right?
Oh, really?
Yes, she
got sad?
She got just laid there syndrome, right?
She freezes to death. She's like, you know when you partially thaw a chicken?
Is she partially like locked inside herself? Like she can't move?
This is the first time I've heard
that. Dion. She's got some...
She has something.
Immovable illness. Like it's a rare
illness.
That's
not immovable. Oh, you mean she can't move.
Yeah, she can't move. It's like... It has a term. What was it?
Oh, she has lost control of her muscles.
But what is it called?
Let's find out.
It has a name. I was trying to make fun. I was trying to remember.
That Lou Gehrig's disease. You think you're lucky?
Don't name some shit after me. I mean, he was known for so much more.
Yeah, Norm Macdonald had a...
Oh, it doesn't have a great name.
Hit it.
Stiff person syndrome?
That's what it was.
That just sounds like they phoned it in.
Sounds like Brian's personality. Hey, yo.
If anyone, it's my personality.
I'm suffering from I have a stiff person, honey. What?
So tell me about the stiff person. That. What does it do?
Well, it's rare, and she does not have control of her muscles.
Is it only to French ladies?
Vocal cords are muscles.
After a mustard?
Vocal cords are muscles.
Yeah.
Muscles. So apparently, like, she can't perform. She just did that movie. And after that, like, she just can't control herself.
One out of a million people.
What is this?
You should be a doctor.
What is this?
You should be the guy that
I remember.
I feel terrible. It was like her husband died, and he was old.
The funniest thing you said was, well, you were describing someone's ailment, and you're like, they're all fucked up. It was like, what? How are they? They're all fucked up. Like,
that was
Carlin. Remember, Carlin went to go see... I don't know if it's not my story. I won't butcher it.
Oh, yeah. They're all fucked up. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Oh, that's a
bummer.
Well,
I'm excited for NAMM. Are we going to look and not buy guitars?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to pull them off the shelves, play them, not be able to hear them.
Yes. Well, after 3 years of having NAMM at weird times, it's finally back on track in January. And all those big guitar brands that pulled out the last 2 years,
oh,
which you should have did 2 years ago, by the way, those guitar brands are back.
From your lips to my penis.
So Fender and Gibson, the ones that weren't there the last couple of years, will be there now because it's in January. They were missing the time of their vendors, so they stopped going.
That's right, yeah.
Years. Oh,
this
sure.
Year, everybody's back, baby. We're back and we're black. And that's good.
Yeah.
And they all fucked up.
Yeah. Will we see Stevie Wonder as we do every year?
Well, he won't see us. We'll see him, yes.
Oh, I did see him that one. Yeah. Was I with you guys when
I met everybody.
Probably.
Ray Parker Jr. Jr.
Oh, that guy. He's even smaller.
Ray Parker the third. No. His name is Junior Junior. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
And this is actual.
He's an actual
maybe it's
miniature
JR Junior.
Person. He's a midget that looks like Ray Parker Junior.
Yeah.
Yep.
Little Pocket Junior.
Can we bring back that guy? From
he
Ted
is
two?
Afraid of ghosts. And
from
Bustin.
Ted too.
No, the tattoo.
Oh, tattoo.
Bustin' make you feel
it?
Good.
Forbidden Island.
Yeah. He hung himself.
The plane.
He hung himself. He was depressed.
Oh, yeah. Hervé Villechaize, right, is his name? Or something like that?
He was only a little depressed.
Yeah. But it was enough. I get you.
Just enough. Just a little.
He was a little on edge.
But, he had a heart that grew two sizes too big, which is.
But the guy.
Which is what happened.
Yeah.
But the main guy from Fantasy Island was Khan.
Yes.
In Star Trek.
Yeah.
Right, that's
Ricardo Montalban.
Right.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
He introduced the rich Corinthian leather, which was just made-up title by the car company. I don't remember if it was Ford or whatever. But Corinthian leather is just regular leather. They just started to call it something so that they would have a marketable name.
I love marketing.
Rich Corinthian leather is just the same old...
But it's richer.
Non-Latin inspired.
Ricardo Montalban. That just sounds like
a guy who plays
Monte
Baccarat.
Carlo name.
Right. He's like a James Bond bad guy with the big square rectangle chips.
Yeah.
But apparently he was actually a really good actor. Not just.
I believe it.
Yeah. You know, whatever.
I mean, that was what he did for a living.
Wasn't he actually on the original Star Trek as well? Like as a different character. In the 60s.
There's no way to find out.
I think he was.
No one cares.
Oh, okay. Are you guys not Trekkies? I'm more Trek than Wars, for sure. Lower Decks?
I like Alex.
You ever watch the Lower Decks?
Alex, he's the Storage Wars.
Trebek?
Alex Jones, the Storage Wars. What is it called?
I've seen Storage Wars.
Yeah,
you got to pay that bill. You didn't pay that storage bill?
Yeah. No, I don't pay any of my bills.
Oh, God. But no.
He's doing okay, right?
What was it? Oh, Lower Decks. It's really well done. I think you'd enjoy it.
What is it?
Star Trek: The Lower Deck, the cartoon one that's out now on Paramount.
I've never heard of it.
Really funny.
Oh, Paramount. That's where you had to watch Die Hard this year. This is what I don't like, what's happening with these organizations, that they're taking their movies and they're keeping them. So if they're a Paramount picture like Die Hard, you can only watch it on Paramount.
Yeah.
So now Netflix is that's why Netflix has their own company now. Because they're losing all of the ones that people were signing up for. They're losing all the big ones because they're all going
there.
Oh, so
now they got to make their own stuff.
But now I think they're one of, I don't know if they're larger, but they're up there in terms of money being spent for productions.
I believe it,
I don't want to speak out of line, but it may be larger than Warner Brothers. That may be, I don't know. I wouldn't quote me on that, but I think they're basically back there. That's why they keep raising their prices on you.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, and I got a notification.
That's going up more?
Because I have a fine film on Amazon Prime.
Oh, of course, yes.
Subprime. That even with a paid account, they're going to have ads and movies now. Starting January.
Freebie? Is it freebie style?
It's all freebie style then, huh?
Yeah, which is bullshit. Mm. I mean, if it's a paid service, I don't want to watch. I don't want them. The reason
I'd rather pay more
not to have ads.
Right, so... Now, that's what they should do. They should give you, like, pay an extra $5 a month and not have ads.
Fuck those ads.
But I don't like that.
I love this.
You know how hard it is to get through my project to begin with? Now you're going to put a commercial for Dentine there?
Yeah.
You're giving them a reason to look away.
Oh, it's not Dentine. Ooh. It's Dentagrip. Dentagrip.
I made $5.50 off the things this month. It's getting better.
Well, nice.
I'm up 40% from last month.
Well, throw it towards the stakes. Finally, I can hear again. Y'all sound good, motherfucker.
Okay.
That's exciting, though. You going to make something else?
But with the proceeds?
Well, yeah, so obviously I'm waiting until this never-ending project. I got some, it's coming together.
My project.
Because that's screwing me up. And then once that's done, I'll have a big chunk of available time.
Which I'll probably be
drinking and hiding in the garage as I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have, I have two projects that I'm ready to pop on. One, of course, would be the detective I don't want to say the title. It's too good, but basically
Paul Giamatti.
The cop show, right? And then I'm as a challenge to myself from Wall of Flesh is I'm writing a romantic comedy and I will be selling it to Netflix. Now, they don't know this yet.
They're unsuspecting.
It's almost as though they won't return a phone call, an email, a facsimile.
Ew.
Oh, you've been sending a facsimile?
But it's already done. Like in my mind. So I got
to
sit down.
Oh, it's done in your mind. You just have to spit it out.
I got to sit down. Yeah, because it's rom-com, so words don't matter. It's a lot of like longing looks, boat rides.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is.
Just do it already.
I told my wife that I will write this feature-length movie in 4 hours, and I will win, and
I will not care about this at all. Is she going to proofread it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
AI?
And I'll just do it. I'll do it in a couple of days or a weekend. It's about doing a project that you don't care about. You throw it on the page and you send it in because that's what's going to get. That's what I'll pick up. And then
it is true.
Yeah.
The one you don't care about is the one people like the most.
Right. I guess sometimes.
African-American fiction. Why didn't they call it that?
What are you talking about?
The movie was called American Fiction, but it was African-American fiction. It's a whole
thing. Oh. Is this like an AA thing since you're thinking about that?
I think that's what you could make.
How does that microphone smell? Does it smell like heaven?
Heaven.
This is a nice little light change. Nice
light Christmas.
Are we in the golden hour right now?
That's later.
It's later. But it's.
You're never taking selfies.
It's like at 4, right?
An hour before the
sunlight. Right before the sun goes
down. Did I say sunlet?
Sunlight.
That's not. Yeah.
Well, up here in Tacoma, is that where we are? Where did we establish?
We're in Tacoma, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Topeka.
Topeka,
Kansas.
Yeah. Speaking of cop themed things, Andre Braugher died.
Yes.
Who's that?
Yeah, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
From Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He's great. Yeah, yeah.
Also from Homicide on the Street.
Yeah.
And Glory. He wasn't a cop in Glory.
No, he wasn't.
He played one of the mighty steeds.
he was pretty young.
The back half.
I mean, that's a great cast. You got Morgan Freeman. You got Denzel.
An ironic last name.
You got Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Denzel.
You got the Princess Bride guy. What's his name?
Mandy Patinkin.
Mandy Patinkin. The main guy.
Cary Elwes.
The guy from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Cary Elwes.
Yeah, Cary Elwes. Oh, man, I saw a picture. I was getting my mail.
Uh-huh.
At a print shop by my house.
Okay.
And they had done this Princess Bride experience with Carrie, this actor, and so they got to take a picture with him, and he had like the weirdest face pose actor. Like it was one of those, my chin is a certain way and I'm smiling. And they said like they got all the photos downloaded from everyone, like 60 people, and he had the exact look. Same face. It was like his Blue Steel, but it was like a very... Yeah, I think because he was doing like
chins.
A wrinkled neck. So, yeah,
it's
so
the chin.
Oh, keeping the chin.
It's the old writer, the old... Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, you know, people who write books are usually dogs.
Woof.
You know, I mean, let's be honest. You'd be in front of the camera, not the back of it. I mean, if you're
on the back cover.
Stephen King, I mean, a wonderful writer.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't want to see him in Miss Universe. So what's up with your second book? I asked you that question in the beginning of the second
book. Audio is cut. We just are waiting.
Oh, yeah, we just need to edit it.
We're editing it.
Wait a second. So your book you basically jump straight to audiobook without
to
the
audiobook.
Actual book?
Yep.
Can you call it a book? Are you allowed to call it a book if there's no pages?
No, there are pages because we will transcribe and edit that into a Kindle
book. It's more like a lecture.
So there will be a digital print demand
like a TED
and
talk.
Audio.
Yeah, it's a TED talk.
It's interview style.
Without TED.
There's some books like that. I mean, it's there are
How
books
come you
that
didn't interview me?
No, not as interview style. We're like,
what the fuck is so funny? What's so funny?
No, I mean, because it's a book about. Well, okay. I'm not gonna say.
When you get through that first chapter of Covey, come back. To
I know, I've been sick for weeks now. It's not good.
No, but we just tried to do a different process, an easier one. I think it was easier this way.
Yeah, I mean, it should be.
And it flowed nicely. We had talking points, and we went through modules of stuff. So.
Yeah, there was notes.
Yeah, it'll outlines. Edit cleanly as a book.
Probably.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I was gonna say. There's things that we don't know that, like, we don't have access to, like, all the best, medical things to be able to really be fit and trim and all that stuff.
Because,
like, technically,
you think somebody's
like,
holding out?
Yeah, like, stem cells. What's stem cells?
Denzel.
How we eat our, not Denzel,
Have you
stem
seen
cells.
Denzel stem cells?
Yeah, Denzel stem cells. No, but more importantly.
The name
probably
of this
good.
Episode.
Yeah.
Dead.
No, it's like, have you ever heard of telomeres?
No.
Exactly.
What's a telomere?
The booze?
No, so telomeres basically are like these things that you can see on your DNA. And like when you get older, they start to like unravel in a certain way. And so if you can see.
You got
to
tighten them back up.
Yeah, if you can see how to tighten them back up or keep them tight, then like you'll have longevity and anti-aging.
This sounds like on Sundays when they pass a plate around and say, give me money for Jesus. It sounds suspicious. Like you can't prove it's working or not.
Nope, you can't. So anyway, so
if
I was
you
saying,
need me to sign a DNR. For you.
Oh right, yeah.
Let me know.
FDR. Yeah.
So would you stand up and talk to me, Frank?
I need a new deal.
See, highbrow.
Yeah, that's lowbrow. Good.
But yeah, so I was just saying, like, there's certain things that we don't have access to, like. You know, no one knows about telomeres. But like, if you were checking that, and if we were all checking him,
never heard of it.
Then we could. We would know if, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, like if we're doing good or we need to make changes.
When I was over in Turkey and I ate, we stopped at this kind of farm.
He gets it.
Huh?
He gets it.
I didn't even hear what you
no,
said.
He said, when I was over in Turkey and I ate and I said, beef.
Oh, turkey beef. I don't get it. But I think it was worth it. Keep going.
Because he's in Turkey and he was eating.
I was in Turkey for
beef.
Thanksgiving. That's funny enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the point is, the food there
yes.
was so completely different,
mm-hmm.
and everything tasted fresh. Mm. And it was buffet style, right? And we stopped at a couple of places, beautiful hotels.
Olives.
And then there was a lot of Rafik olives. And we were out into this woman's had her own restaurant kind of in the middle of nowhere. And it was probably the best restaurant food I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just everything was perfectly cooked. And you could taste...
There was
just a little bit of breast milk in every recipe. They actually sold the
was
book.
It mouthwatering?
It was called Breast Milk to American Turkey. Now, by the way, I didn't finish that story, but don't forget, I ate man on that trip. And not... Now, yeah, that's the same reaction. No, but I ended up eating that guy who got murdered over there. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. What's Grinders Monkey.
Kaligi? I'm not even joking. I know you think I'm joking, but I ended up...
So you... There's
they
a
kidnapped
word
a guy.
For that. Yeah.
No, they kidnapped a guy
cannibalism.
In Turkey.
Hamburger.
Right?
Man
they kidnapped him and they ground him up. And I ate
You asked for it specifically.
No. But drunk Rafik See, Rafiq's like a guy, if he doesn't have someone there to help him, like, not make dumb decisions, he'll just keep making them. And he had a few drinks, and our guys were like, come here, come here. But he knows the language, so he's like, ah. And the next thing you know, we're eating that guy who died.
Manwiches?
Oh, because
look, Sloppy up, Joe?
The guy who got eaten in Turkey was fed to the tourists, and I was one of the guys who ate it.
How do you know for sure you had it?
Because
did they tell you?
No, because it was supposed to be hamburger, but it was man. It was. It was not a hamburger. It was like, it looked like turkey, ironically, but like ground, you know, pork or something, which is.
Ew.
This is a great story to perhaps end this episode. But
there was lots of tales of the crypt that had that in there. I saw that when they were cutting a man up and feeding him to the customer.
But the food is fresh. The humans are even.
Oh, it is.
But I was just saying, the food you eat here, the Triscuits, everything that's served in the supermarket is all, right, is all FDA government bullshit, Nabisco, fine, National Biscuit Corporation.
Animals will eat each other.
But I was saying over there was all fresh food, which doesn't have any of these growers or whatever those things they put in the plants with GMOs or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So many things.
I'm just saying, like, the food that we eat in America is so filled with garbage that it's what's killing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why we've allowed that. Other countries in Europe, et cetera, they don't allow crap in their food. Like,
it's
their
because
food
the,
is food.
The red I think colors, before the 70s, we were like that. And then the big companies, because we used to say
it's
that.
Because the mob went legal. So now. Yeah, you see what I mean?
The mob went Coca-Cola.
Because they weren't allowed to call certain things food because they weren't.
Food,
and then they lobbied the FDA to change it so that they could call, like, a Twinkie food.
When I get a breakfast cereal up there and it says may contain nuts and cancer, I should have said bolts, because I didn't mean, like, Raisin Bran Crunch.
Yeah.
I meant, like, metal shavings.
There are no black cannibals. I've never heard of it.
That's not true. That's what happened to Kennedy there, Rockefeller. He went over there with another kid. And he got caught by the, look
cannibals?
That up. The
black
the
cannibals.
Kennedy kid. He was like one of the kids. He went over.
Oh.
And he got eaten by the black cannibals.
Yeah. Michael Rockefeller.
That's it.
Yeah.
He got eaten?
He went over there to like make friends.
To New Guinea, in fact.
And he got eaten.
Old Guinea. He was a guinea pig.
Okay. Hey, that's offensive to Dirty Car Stereo recidivists.
Dirty Guinness?
Oh, no.
Oh, like an old sweaty man smoking a green cigar and an OTB?
G-I-N-N-Y. Guinea.
That's off-track betting for all of you.
Oh, okay.
Youths.
Oh.
You like the ponies?
You go to the advance window? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
We should go. When are we going again?
Yeah. Well, he likes the ponies.
I liked, yeah. I used to go down to Hollywood Park in my 20s. They'd have dollar hot dog nights and dollar beer nights or something.
Dollar farts.
And we would go down there for 20 bucks.
It's a coin minted in Great Britain.
Guinea. I knew it was money of some sort. Give me a guinea, you old son of a bitch. Dollar hot dogs.
Yeah.
Denzel stem cells. Get on it hot.
This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am that Brian Sturgis. You can follow me at Brian Sturgis here and various other things. But watch, watch my motion pictures on various streaming platforms everywhere, but not to Netflix.
The movies.
Of course. And of course, Cliff Beach, Cliff Beach music, and Timothy Hall. He has agreed, even though he did a shoulder bump, I think in a court of law, it will hold up.
Oh, because flesh touched flesh.
Yeah, flesh. Yeah. Is a pound of flesh and whatnot. And, hey, listen, we're outside. It was weird. We'll never do it again, but the power came on last episode, but it would be too much work to be. But the steaks were good.
Yeah, the steaks were worth it.
Delicious.
All right.
Delicious.
All right. Listen, try yourself some.
Big old steak. Gonna get the man meat.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Inside.